This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
I do feel like, sort of in this all this chaos, you're the one that's going under the radar. Like watching you and seeing you prepare and seeing like where you are. Like I see you hit 100 mile an hour pitch. Mm-hmm. Yes, the other way. I see you fielding, and I know that you're just going out and just doing your thing. Mm-hmm. But I think that the Von Grissom name is. I mean, that's what your goal is, to start having more people talk about you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The one way I can respond to that is, so Ron Washington, I got to spend some good time with him early in my career around him. And he used to harp on, like, there's no one you have to impress other than yourself. Mm. If you can do that and just take care of what you have to do and just not even impress yourself, but just be, you know, happy with the work you did that day, then that's all that matters. Everything will take care of itself. So that's and like you said, in all this chaos or whatever, I'm just trying to take care of myself, bring a good vibe, bring a good energy, and lift my teammates up.
It's easier said than done, I guess.
Sure.
I mean, like, it's great that you have mentors like that to mm-hmm. sort of resonate, but it is easier said than done. But I think that when you have the results that you've had early in camp, it makes it a little bit easier.
For sure, yeah. I mean, it was, early in spring is a time to, like, remember if you can hit the ball forward again, you know, like, remember all those things, like, but seriously, it's like to get the feel again, get the feels, and, slowly get back. So, and at the end of the day, tomorrow's a new day, and then the day after that's a brand new day, you know. Yeah. I mean, everything can change in a second, so... Just like I said, trying to take care of what's today and just trying to be your best today is the only way I can really do that. And it feels, you know, good that, like, some of the work that I put in the off season is showing glimpses, you know. But, like, at the end of the day, like, this game is the most humbling game ever. Mm. So every day's a new day, and you just have to attack it like that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if you go 0-4 against Northeastern, we can erase this conversation. But
right.
I'm just kidding.
But, you know, but like, seriously,
yeah.
You can go 0-4 against Northeastern or whatever, and everyone's like, oh, shoot, I don't know. And the next day you face whoever the hell, and you have 4-4, and they're like, oh, he's back, you know, whatever. But it's like it's one of those games where it's like it's so such a revolving door with success and whatever, like the learning curves and stuff like that, and the game's ever evolving, and you know, that's part of what makes it an amazing game, you know.
Yeah.
But it's a failure game.
Right? Well, so the successes so far, you know, in terms of how I view it, is like, okay, as I said, number one, whatever it means. You're under the first team, right? You're out with the first team. There's other second baseman who could be out there. Mm-hmm. You're the one out there. Then you hit against, you know, you face a 100-mile-an-hour pitch, mm-hmm. and you hit it, like you said, in spring training. You don't know. Mm-hmm. This is a live major league pitcher.
Right.
These are the things where you can, yes, one day, mm-hmm. but still, is better than the alternative.
Yeah,
right?
No, 100%. And honestly, that was pretty cool yesterday because it was like a childhood, like, you know, dream of mine to face, not only like to face Chapman, you know, like just to see him in his windup. It was like a video game. Like, I've only ever seen him in a video game, you know. So it was really cool. Like, as he's warming up, I'm like watching, and I'm like, wow, this is one, something that a lot of people get to do, but two, it's just a blessing because this is so cool just to be in the box against this guy. And yet, you know, he's been the same forever with the windup, and it just looks amazing. And then I'm just blessed to be
that was that. That's crazy that you I'm so glad that you said that. Like, it's and then it's not like he's like, oh, I'm warming up, I'm just like taking it easy, I'll give you a 93 mile an hour straight ball. No, man, it was an Aroldis Chapman 100 mile an hour pitch, right?
Yeah, so the pitch before I fouled off. And I'm thinking, like, he's going to blow my doors off this next. He's going to try to blow my doors off this next one because, you know, maybe an ego fastball right here. Oh, okay, sit on the heater. And then he threw it, and I'm like, fuck it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so.
Yeah, so that felt good.
Yeah, it felt pretty good. Yeah. I felt like I was playing chess with him. And, you know, that time come out on top. Maybe, you know, you never know. Maybe Willier's out there and Ryan makes a diving catch or something. Like
no, it's a hit. It's a hit. But it does, to come back to, like, sort of, you know, it does must feel good, like, again, to say this is Vaughn Grissom. Like, this is what, you know, for the entirety of your professional baseball career, with the exception of last year, this is the guy. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, which is you're introducing not only you to, you know, people through this awesome podcast or mm-hmm. through videos or, but also to your teammates.
Right.
And to
right.
your coaching staff. This is him, you know.
Yeah, definitely feels that way. Obviously, last year was a tough year as a whole, but yeah, to be able to go out there, feel good, have fun, it's definitely a different feel. Mm.
All right, well, in through again to come back to sort of the chaos, are you able to? Because, you know, spring training is for us, mm-hmm. as storylines, as chaos, as press conferences, everything else. Mm-hmm. Are you able to?
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, when you know these guys, you know what they actually mean and where their heart's coming from. It's not like it's anything sour. The vibe has changed. Like, in my opinion, it's all the same. You know, it's things get said. Maybe some people don't mean it. You know, some whatever. Maybe it's their opinion or whatever they thought. You know, something this or that. But I can only focus on myself and answer my questions. But you know, it's not as chaotic as some might seem. It's not like we're like, oh, you know, there's no tension.
Right.
You know, it's like, I'm sure like in the other world, the media world, it's like, oh, like that's different. You know, why would you say that? But, you know, there's a lot of things that get said that are way worse than that, you know, and, you know, things are fine around here.
There's also 5 weeks left.
Yeah, there's so much time. Like you said, the vibe around here has been awesome. So I don't think it's changed anything much. And I think we all know where we stand.
All right. Thank you.